Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Of our interview last night, a video of the segment reached 1.3 million people on Facebook. And why wouldn't it? The coronavirus pandemic has touched the life of every American. And justifiably, people want to know where it came from. But Facebook still doesn't want you to know that. So Facebook suppressed the video, presumably on behalf of the Chinese government. Facebook executives made it harder for users to watch our segment. Those who found the video had to navigate a warning that the interview, quote, repeats information about COVID-19 that independent fact checkers say is false. Instagram, which Facebook also owns, did the same thing. Twitter suspended Dr. Yang's account entirely. It did not explain why. Nor did the tech companies explain how they would know more about disease transmission than an MD, PhD virologist like Dr. Liman Yang. Instead, Facebook and Instagram linked to three so-called fact checks that supposedly proved Yang was lying. But if you clicked on the provided links, you noticed something odd. The fact checks were all published months ago, many months, in January, February, and March. And they had nothing whatsoever to do with what Dr. Liman Yang said on our show. They were written before, in fact, anyone knew who she was. One of the fact checks attacks a completely unrelated claim. The virus was patented and that a vaccine was prepared and ready to go. What does it have to do with the interview that we did last night? No one will tell us that. The truth is, and you know it if you've watched carefully, experts have been wrong frequently throughout this pandemic. At one point, they told us not to wear masks. Now they tell us we must, and so on. They have changed their prescriptions many times. Most of these are not bad people. Most of them are trying their best. But they're human beings, and therefore they're fallible. They make mistakes. The solution to this age-old problem, and we used to understand this intuitively, is more informed voices in the conversation. That's how you make wise decisions. That's how you get to the truth. Diversity of view. Facebook doesn't believe this. They believe in censorship. Censorship does not make us wiser. It does not make us better informed. If it did, we'd be speaking Russian right now. The Soviet Union would run the world. It would have worked. But instead, the Soviet Union is extinct. It collapsed under the weight of its own absurdities, absurdities abetted by censorship. And that's the most basic lesson of dictatorships, all of them. Anything built on lies falls apart over time. Unfortunately, dictators never see it that way. Dictators care about power. Anything that stands in the way of their power must be crushed. Watch Facebook leader Mark Zuckerberg back in April explain that any challenges to the party line on coronavirus will be censored immediately.
If someone's spreading something that puts people at imminent risk of physical harm, then we take that down. We don't allow that on Facebook. There are also other misinformation that may not lead to physical imminent risk of physical harm, but still isn't the type of stuff we want to be spreading through our system.
Misinformation can't be allowed to spread through our system, Zuckerberg declared. So what exactly, you may be wondering, constitutes misinformation? What's the definition of that? Well, in practice, misinformation, according to Facebook, is anything that suggests our health authorities and democratic politicians are incompetent. Also, anything that embarrasses big tech allies in the communist government of China. Information like that is misinformation, and it must be censored. Not for your benefit, it doesn't help you at all, but for theirs, to solidify their power. So in July, Facebook and Twitter took down a video on the news site Breitbart of several practicing physicians, frontline doctors, pointing out that hydroxychloroquine could help coronavirus patients. Listen carefully to what the doctors say in this video.
This is a treatment regimen that's very simple, and it should be in the hands of the American people. The difficult aspect of this is that at the moment, because of politics, it's being blocked from doctors prescribing it, and it's being blocked from pharmacists releasing it. They've been empowered to overrule the doctor's opinion. I'm in favor of it being over the counter. Give it to the people.
That's true. Our authorities aren't pro-choice when it comes to hydroxychloroquine, and it's true that many practicing physicians have used it. But Facebook declared that video could not be allowed. You were not allowed to see it because those claims constituted dangerous misinformation, which, irony of ironies, was itself dangerous misinformation. In July, the same month that video was posted, researchers at Henry Ford Health System in Southeast Michigan.
People are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
On the storm. Into this world we're born. Into this house we're thrown. But what house are you living in? The term house means what family, what kingdom, what God. But you don't have to serve the house you were born into. You can choose the house. House Satan. Or the house of Christ.
Into this house we're born.
Into this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown.
We are back live.
Like a dog without a bone.
Broadcasting worldwide.
Riders on the storm.
Yeah.
There's a killer on the road.
September 18th on this Friday.
It's squirming like a toad.
Take a long holiday.
Take a long holiday.
Let your children play.
Let your children.
But what are the globalists doing? They don't want our children out at parks, not in swimming pools.
To give this man a ride.
Boston's still got all the swimming pools shut down.
Killer on the road.
Because they want you to be miserable like they are. They want to put a mask on your face because you're their captive. And they've got all these trendies now wearing dog cones around their heads and bubbles around their heads like the NFL football coaches because they're such virtue signalers. They're so good and you're not. They'll tough it out. And all they're going to do is sign on to total absurdity. I'm going to get into the latest on that fraud. Tucker Carlson had a top scientist who was in the WHO Global Viral Tracking Center in Hong Kong. And she sees all the reports and she knows it's man-made and she sees what the U.S. and the British and the Germans and the Australians and the Indians first scanned it and said, it's a 5 viruses, it's completely artificial. Anyone would know that, that has a degree and was looking at it through an electron microscope. It had the insertion points from the gene gun. Had the literal scars on it before they put them all together. And then it turns out Gates and Fauci were financing it and running Wuhan and it even came out in the news. And then this lady, the scientist, goes on Carlson and then Google and Facebook all block it. And so that's disinfo. And the U.S. ambassador of China says, no, they're behind it. We've got the evidence. Oh, he's being censored now. And Congress sits there because their average age is like 75. Nothing against old people. But they still think Fox and CNN are the news. And they sit there while mainstream media and foreign governments and big tech run circles around everybody. I mean, it's in the news that Google and Facebook and Twitter turn on the cameras and microphones in your house and have AI computers recording everything and scooping into databases. And they come out and say, big deal. If the NSA got caught doing that, they'd get in trouble, and they should. You know, when the Democrats get caught spying on Trump, they at least get a slap on the wrist, but not when Big Tech's doing it to us. It's all happening. But what's even more crazy is the Soros angle. We're going to hit that right now. George Soros was a Nazi collaborator, and he bragged about it. I'll show you next segment some of the quotes on NPR and CBS 60 Minutes. And then I'm the bad guy, though. And I've been told that I had to sign non-disclosures because I'm a journalist. I'm a person. I go have meetings with people. They want to meet with us in D.C. We met with some of the representatives of some of these groups. I'm not going to say who. And they're just like, don't talk about the Islamic invasion. Don't talk about the pedophilia. Don't talk about the trans kids. And don't talk about George Soros. Oh, and by the way, don't defend the Second Amendment. And we're not just going to leave you alone. We'd like to give you some money. Oh, please. Can I get some money from you? How about I tie a bowling ball around my feet and jump in the ocean? I mean, no, I don't want your money. I want money my way to fight you. But I don't worship your damn money. I piss on it. You're not fighting money with me. You're fighting blood and will. So, continuing. It happened to Judicial Watch. It happened to me. I remember they used to have me on Geraldo Rivera and Fox. They were trying to get me a Fox News show. They had the contract. Mancow was going to co-host with me. They could not believe, Roger Ailes could not believe, that I did not take the contract. That's why they had articles about, oh, Jones wants to be on Fox, but Fox doesn't want him. Yeah, right. Okay? Give me a break. And so, even before Glenn Beck came around, they were trying to get me hired over there. But I had to go kiss the ring of Karl Rove, and I had to, you know, sit there and play tiddlywink. Oh, you'll have book deals, and oh, you can choose to live in L.A. or New York, and, you know, but we're going to tell you what to say. No, you're not going to tell me crap. It wasn't even Fox really doing it, like these GOP handler people, but Fox offered me the show. And I'm not like, oh, isn't that impressive? Fox offered me a show. I don't want to be somebody's slave. But they told me other shows would have me on as guests, and I'm not that big a deal going on Fox. Didn't really get that good a response. They said, yeah, you talked about Soros, you're banned. I can get up there on air and talk about Gulf of Tonkin and 9/11 and all this other stuff, but the day I mentioned Soros, it was like a record skipping. Well, Newt Gingrich is the former Speaker of the House, and Newt Gingrich went on TV, and he said it, and they stopped the show for like 10 pregnant seconds. And obviously, she's listening to her ear, and she goes, okay, let's just move on. Because usually they're told in the interview, throw the person off and say they're banned on TV. And now all these guests are coming forward saying, yeah, we were guests for years until we mentioned Soros. But here's the crazy part about it. George Soros is in all the newspapers. I'll show you these when we come back. Saying he runs everything. He goes on Fareed Zakaria and says he runs everything. And he's saying he funds Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And we have the federal filings where he does. And the Newt Gingrich just says, what's the cover of the New York Times? And they shut him down. It's pathetic. Remember the big caravans 2 years ago? Hundreds of thousands breaking over. And Soros is in Reuters going, I give them $1,000 a piece of State Department money, by the way. There was still a program going that Trump didn't know about. Trump killed the program after we told him. Another reason Soros hates me. Because Soros doesn't give his own money. He gets your money to do it. And so that was still ongoing in the giant sprawling bureaucracy. And so George Soros was in the news bragging how he gives them $1,000 debit cards. Yeah, $500 million worth of just in one payment. And they had Judicial Watch's spokesman on. That guy got banned when he mentioned it on Lou Dobbs. So what's great is now Fox is denying that there's a ban on talking about George Soros. And now Trump's talking about it. Everybody's talking about it because he's such a criminal. Well, here, let's play Newt Gingrich yesterday. Then we'll come back with the Fox News host, Faulkner, denying it. And then we'll actually show you Soros documents. Here it is.
Look, the number one problem in almost all these cities is George Soros elected left-wing, anti-police, pro-criminal district attorneys who refuse to keep people locked up. Just yesterday, they put somebody back on the street who's wanted for two different murders in New York City. You cannot solve this problem, and both Harris and Biden have talked very proudly about what they call progressive district attorneys. Progressive district attorneys are anti-police, pro-criminal, and overwhelmingly elected with George Soros' money, and they're a major cause of the violence we're seeing is they keep putting the violent criminals back on the street.
I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this.
I was going to say you'd get the last word, Speaker.
He paid for it. I mean, why can't we discuss the fact that millions of dollars he spent?
I agree with Melissa. George Soros doesn't need to be a part of this conversation.
Okay. So it's verboten.
All right. Brigham. Okay, we're going to move on.
He's the literal
White House. We covered it from
Stanford. He's the literal Voldemort. The name you dare not say. We'll come back and play that end part again. Just more than 10 seconds while she's getting orders. They go, well, that's Newt Gingrich. Don't put him down. Don't. I mean, they tell you, you don't talk about him. You don't talk about him. Because he's evil. And he represents the Rothschilds. Trillions. He's a Rothschild agent. That's why you don't talk about him. He can say he loved rounding Jews up and killing them. ADL gives him awards because he is a Dracula. He's a murderer. He's a killer. He's a slime bag. He's a man that hates America. He's got a plan to take over your local government and put you in a prison.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendovite.
Political correctness works. One facet of it. Alex Jones here, back live. After World War II, they got laws passed in Germany that you could not be part of the Nazi Party. Okay, well, you're not the Nazi Party. I'm not in it. You're kind of like, okay, but it's like, oh, you can't question the Holocaust. Well, you should be able to question any historical event. I mean, Hitler didn't like Jews. He killed a bunch of people. It was wrong. I'm not a fan of Hitler. But if somebody wants to say nobody died or World War II didn't happen, if they want to be crazy, they can say it. And then it's in the U.S., just don't say the N-word. Fine, I never say the N-word. Looking down on people doesn't make me feel big. And then next it's, don't question that there are more than two genders. Okay, whatever, you can make up. Oh, now we're going to teach your kid, your son, he's really a girl. See how that works? It's a power grab, ladies and gentlemen. And so they cast it where, oh, the Republicans are Nazis and the Democrats are fighting the Nazis, they're Captain America, and then they've got an old, crazy Nazi collaborator, like 90 years old, whose son is openly into Aleister Crowley, and who funds every evil group, and like used to, when I was a kid watching TV, they were talking about George Soros being a villain for crashing countries' currencies and starving people. But then he came over here and took over. And now you're not supposed to question him. And then Newt Gingrich, because I'm going to show you a bunch of these articles. This is bigger than Soros. It's the control. So first they say, oh, you can't say hydroxychloroquine treats and helps, the UN says. And whether it's true or not, doesn't matter. Doctors should have their own opinion. Of course, it is true. It's an incredible treatment. But once that was banned, it's like, oh, you can't have a WHO whistleblower on who saw the internal reports that it was man-made. Which, of course, they have a CRISPR editor. They know it's man-made. It's like a 57 Chevy drives into your parking lot. You don't even need to, you know, have an expert to tell you. You know a 57 Chevy, but an expert will tell you, no, that's this model made here in Detroit, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's manufactured. It's all over the news. All these prestigious universities already came out. But then later they go, oh, the faculty and the dean or the president of the school, whether it was India or Australia or the U.S., has asked us not to make any comments on this. And the Pentagon came out and said, if this is man-made, we have to go to war. And so let's just say it's not man-made, because this is an act of war. But it is an act of war. And the left is all blaming America and Trump and you for this. And then you've got George Soros and his system sitting right in the middle of it. And you're not even supposed to say he's funding Black Lives Matter. And he's funding Antifa when he's in press releases saying it. Now you can't even criticize somebody for what they did. So let's go to the end of the clip where he talks about Soros. They say the guest and the host say, Faulkner, tell him you can't do that. They talk in the ear for like 15 seconds, and then the segment ends. And then we'll show you what Faulkner's saying now, but here it is.
I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this. I was going to say you'd get the last word, Speaker.
He paid for it. I mean, why can't we discuss the fact that millions of dollars he spent?
I agree with Melissa. George Soros doesn't need to be a part of this conversation.
Okay. So it's verboten.
All right. We're going to...
And both women are just deer in the headlights because he said the name Voldemort. Okay. So... There's two people you can't talk about. Soros in a negative light and Alex Jones in a positive light. What did Zuckerberg say last year in a press release? You can only disparage Alex Jones. Well, you know what? I am proud to be in that club where I can only be disparaged and Soros may not be disparaged. Imagine reading 20 years ago in a newspaper that a futurist predicted that in the year 2020 that you could not criticize a public figure, or that there would be certain people where you were only allowed to criticize them. So here is Faulkner's response today.
So we had a little incident on the show yesterday that was not smooth. And while I was leading that segment, we had interruptions, and I sat silently while all of that played out. Also not ideal. Our guest, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who is beloved and needed to be allowed to speak with the openness and respect that the show is all about, was interrupted. Do we debate with fire here? Yes. But we must also give each other the space to express ourselves. As the only original member of the six-year-old amazing daytime ride known as Outnumbered, I especially want to rock and roll with every voice and perspective at the table. We don't censor on this show. And that's why we're winning weekdays at noon.
So she wouldn't even say what the controversy was about. They clearly had the producer in the air about to shut the whole thing down. They did shut it down, and she just gaslit you and told you that isn't what you saw. So let's go ahead and show everybody what we're not supposed to see. Here's the New York Times. George Soros Foundation pours $220 million into radical equality push, $150 million of that into Black Lives Matter, and this was July 13th. Princeton study, Black Lives Matter responsible for 91% of riots in the last 3 months. This is ludicrous. Newt Gingrich questions the Soros cover-up. Big article at ZeroHedge.com. It's also on InfoWars.com. Harris Faulkner claims we don't censor. Okay, lady. Now, here's from the San Francisco Chronicle. Operation Overthrow. That's what it's called. Hell, bring me the article that have the New York Times full-page ad saying Overthrow Trump, funded by Soros. George Soros-funded Transition Integrity Project has plan in place to remove Trump from office, whether he wins or not. And it's made up of BLM, Antifa, the Teachers Union, and MoveOn.org that he funds all of. Go read it. That's the San Francisco Chronicle, like, rooting and going, yeah, you get him, overthrow him, ah, ah. And it's like, Gingrich is like, yo, Soros is funding these. No, he's not. He doesn't exist. Shut it down. Soros is with the illegal aliens at the border of Europe going, I give everybody a $1,000 card. And in Latin America, it's like, it does not exist. Soros did not say that. George Soros Foundation pours $220 million. Look at that. Son of liberal financier George Soros launches anti-super PAC to try to shut down Trump. Donor profile Soros from publicintegrity.org, all the places he gives, it's all these groups. How the Open Society funds billions into these groups. Politico, George Soros, quiet overhaul of the U.S. justice system, controls almost every major DA in major cities. I mean, talk about a nightmare. An organized crime figure, Nazi collaborator, a Nazi war criminal that's escaped justice, runs most of the lawyers, most of the district and county attorneys and state attorney generals. Imagine that. And you can't even say his name on Fox News and tell you this. But it's okay. We have video of couples wearing dog cone style coronaviruses to save us all. All these morons. Talk about Soros sees them. It's like a wolf seeing a sheep. I mean, look at that. That is a cuckalicious. I mean, can you imagine? They ain't staying together long. I mean, these people are just vestigial leavings, that they will never survive anything. They live off civilization our ancestors built, and they piss all over it. We'll talk to Carpe Donctum. He's being sued with the president for a meme. We'll be right back. You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you,
This country and the world is under major satanic threat. You don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and that only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I am your host. 45 days out. We're going to Carpe Dunctum, who is undoubtedly the top meme maker. I mean, he won't say that. Some other guys are almost at his level. They're like the Himalayan mountains. They're just giants. But he's, I think, the undisputed king of that. Just like Ben Garrison, bigger than any liberal or conservative graphic artist doing political cartoons. He's number one, and so is Carpe Dunctum, and he's being sued for it. And I remember months ago when CNN was quarterbacking it and running around talking about going after everybody and saying they tried to imply the baby was actually racist. It was already a viral video. They made a joke about it. Trump tweeted it, and then it shows the baby's not racist at the end. It's a joke. It's protected under free speech. It was already in the public commons. It's already a public video. It's not like he shot video of the kid and did it. It was already part of a viral video.
This is totally protected, but they don't care. They want to punish him. We're going to go to him in a moment, because who's financing all this? It's George Soros, the Nazi collaborator. And he's the guy that literally says, I fought the Nazis, you know, Alex Jones is a liar. But he doesn't want you to see him on 60 Minutes or on NPR talking about how it was the best time of his life. Because this is the guy funding Black Lives Matter. Their main sugar daddy is a weirdo Nazi collaborator that rounded up his fellow Jews. So how do you get an award from the ADL? Arnold is in Pumping Iron saying he admired Hitler. ADL award. His father was an SS officer. He was a product of a race breeding program. Can't make that up. Can't make it up. It's approved SS marriage. Like you get like a bull and a cow and you approve of the breeding. The ADL loves him. ADL loves Soros. But Sacha Baron Cohen says I should be silenced and put in jail. Closest thing I see to Nazis is the ADL. But anyway, let's just get back to this. Here's George Soros, and we're going to Carpe Noctem, because it all fits together. And the Joe Rogan censorship, I'll tell you exclusively what's going on with that. Joe called me last night. I wasn't going to cover it, even though he said I could. I just want to stay out of it, because I don't think I help. But then it was all broke today, what Joe told me, so why not? I'll give you the rest of the story. That's coming up, Carpe Noctem, in one moment. But first, here is George Soros in his own words.
It was actually probably the happiest year of my life, that year of German occupation. For me, it was a very positive experience. It's a strange thing, you know, because you see incredible suffering around you, and in fact, you are in considerable danger yourself. But you're 14 years old, and you don't believe that it can actually touch you. You have a belief in yourself, a belief in your father. It's a very happy-making, exhilarating experience.
While hundreds of thousands of Hungarian Jews were being shipped off to the death camps, George Soros accompanied his phony godfather on his appointed rounds, confiscating property from the Jews.
These are pictures from 1944 of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors.
You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, and one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt?
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go, I could just as easily be there, I should be there, none of that.
Well, of course, I could be on the other side, or I could be the one from whom the thing is being taken away. But there was no sense that I shouldn't be there, because that was actually, funny way, it's just like in markets, that if I weren't there, of course I wasn't doing it, but somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. In other words, whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator, the property was being taken away. So I had no role in taking away that property. So I had no sense of guilt.
Are you religious?
No.
Do you believe in God?
No.
Now, I give George Soros the respect as a human being to actually show it all in context. I could have edited it down to make him sound worse. But the interview goes on, and I wasn't even looking for Charles Bronson clips last night. One just came up at the start of a political video. where Charles Bronson finds them loading heroin up for kids. And the guy goes, hey, it's just a business. He goes, if I wasn't doing it, somebody else would be doing it. And Bronson says exactly and shoots him. That's not some coded way of me saying shoot George Soros. The last thing I want is him to get shot and turn into a martyr. I'm just saying, I just happened to see that pop up. Because it's one thing to be evil and to love to kill people. It's another thing to say, oh, if I wasn't helping find the Jews and then giving them to the Germans to take it away, because, you know, I wasn't doing it myself, I just helped find the Jews. That's what he did. He's on record. Think about that. That's so sick. Like, somebody came to me and said, hey, we're going to kill you if you don't go help get your neighbors to come outside so we can kill them. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm on your side. Then I'd take the gun away and kill them. But see, that's the sickness of these people. They just go with the power. They just go with the system. So he went with the Nazis. He went with the Rothschilds later. He's overthrown all these countries, bankrupted people, done all this. And he goes, well, if I didn't do it, somebody else would. He's saying he doesn't even have a consciousness that there's not good versus evil. All right. Carpe Donctum's here. We got a next segment. The next segment after that, Dr. Francis Boyle has a huge exclusive info, the guy that first exposed China behind COVID-19. That's coming up next hour. But I wanted to just go to Carpe Donctum right now, and we'll show the supposed evil video that you've now been sued along with the president for, my friend. Quite the distinction for putting out an obvious meme joke video.
Yeah, it's pretty funny to see my name on a docket right next to the president of the United States. I don't think I could have a better co-defendant, but it's certainly a weird thing to see.
Why do you think they did it?
Well, I honestly think at this point once you read the actual document, it's a pretty hilarious lawsuit. I sort of think they mixed in a bunch of stuff in there, just like anti-Trump stuff. So I sort of think they just want to get a narrative out there. They want to add to the pre-election drama by trying to drag him into court, which
exactly Trump's abusing babies in fake videos when it's an already viral video that you re-edited, a total joke, a five-year-old would know, but it's just a way to just say, oh, Trump's being sued for something with babies.
Right. Yeah. He's abusing babies. And that's really what it is they want to attach his name to this and then spin it, which is the hilarious part about this whole thing, is that the video was about how the news spins stories. And then when CNN showed the video, they only showed the first 8 seconds and they didn't show you the rest of it, which is exactly what I was telling in the video.
And then they do what they said you did by republishing it edited. They commit the uncivil infraction that they claim you committed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're just turning it back around them, and they're doing exactly what the video was intended to show.
Carpe Donctum, that is beyond key. So you'll have the floor when we come back. But that's what the Sandy Hook thing did. They edit what I said. Then they say all this horrible stuff I never said in my name, and then sue me for what they said. That's the same thing with you. You show one thing, they show another, and then say you did it, and then sue you for what they did. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. You know, I had bicep surgery because I tore my bicep really bad last year, and they did a block when I came out of anesthesia. And for about 10 hours, my arm was completely paralyzed. I never felt that before. You just expect that arm to be there. And that's what I think about the listeners and viewers. I don't take it for granted. I just take you like you're my legs, you're my brain, you're my guts, you're my heart, you're my soul. And I've expanded to face the globalists, as I told you, to the point of we only have like 2 months of operating capital. And then they've done a bunch of dirty tricks behind the scenes and a bunch of things to, you know, shut down bank accounts, shut down. You see how gun shops can't go get a bank account. Well, they did a bunch of that. I've spent most of my time dealing with it and trying to right the ship. And then I see the supply chain breaking down to even get the supplements in. And I talk to people that are in a bunch of other businesses, and it's happened to them. And I'm just like, I don't want to come and tell you gloom and doom. I'm just not going to lie to you, man. This country is under a total attack, okay? And I'm pissed. But then I just realized, hey, I'll, with other partners, like my Patriot, I'll just go to them. People eat food anyways. So they launched this big initiative that's a discount on their already discounted food that's now ready to ship within 1 to 2 weeks. They already have it. They just got to get it packaged out to you. I would get the order in before the next big rush. PrepareWithAlex.com has a $100 discount on their lowest package of food. It goes up on the bigger packages, $170 on their best big water filtration special, and some other big specials as well. And they're running it for 3 more days. So take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com. And then you guys have really responded. That's weeks and weeks of operations a day coming in for us into the future to push that gas tank from almost empty up to maybe, you know, 20%, 30% of a tank, so we can worry about fighting the globalists. Get supplements, get T-shirts, get things that spread the word and make you healthy, and get high-quality, storable food right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Then go to PrepareWithAlex.com for the 3 days that are left to get the best deals on high-quality, shareable food you're going to find anywhere on and on air filtration and water filtration. And so I just want to thank you all. You've done an amazing job. We also have the Save InfoWars, Save the Republic super sale right now at InfoWars Store and a bunch of other items. Free shipping. Take advantage of it. All right, going back to Carpe Donctum, the top meme maker in the world. Ben Garrison's right up there as the top editorial cartoonist. Let's play this video, because I know they sent out notices saying copyright, don't show it. It's fair use. They're suing you over it. You have a right to defend yourself in the public and in the court to show CNN, again, showed the first few seconds where, oh, racist baby, can't even tell who the baby is, the name's not identified, you know, there's no cause here, no jurisdiction, no standing. And then you go, oh, here's what really happened, and show the cute babies hugging. It's a re-edit of an already viral video. So why did they put this out to begin with? So it's already in public domain. You're covered by every angle. As you said, it's a stunt. But introduce this video for us, Carpe Donctum.
Well, so with what you're saying there also, you should also know that I've already fought and won this. I had lawyers draft a legal document and filed a counterclaim on Twitter and on YouTube, which then automatically triggers that they have 10 days to either file a cease and desist or file a lawsuit. They have not filed a copyright lawsuit, and this was a month and a half now expired. So they didn't actually choose to file a copyright lawsuit. They chose to file this civil liberties violation thing instead. So they've already lost this case. They already knew they couldn't take this case to court.
So you're saying it's up front then, I should let you talk. It's a pure stunt then.
Oh, completely. It's completely a stunt. As we already discussed, or as you just said, the video started in the public domain, and in the filing, they actually say, we released this video and it went viral. That's in the court document. And then they claim that, yeah, it's a hilarious document.
But again, not everybody's been a top meme maker for many years and gone through this. For the public, explain. People call me and they go, can I paint InfoWars on my barn like it's some franchise I own? It's free speech. Of course, please do it. I release all controls. Everything's copyright free. But they don't need me to do that. I'm a public figure. People can do what they want. Once something's in the public domain, it can be used.
Right, and especially if it's a viral video.
They put out a viral video. You riff off of it, you're protected.
Yeah, it's been on TV. I mean, these parents were on CNN, I think, within a week of the video going viral, talking about the video and promoting the video. So to go back and then claim that that I somehow stole this video from them without permission. They gave permission by going on television and playing the video.
Well, that's right. And then every news outlet that aired it, it was involved in the same evilness. So let's play the actual video. Remember, CNN only showed the very first where you see the racist white baby, and then the truth is where they were hugging. It's a very sweet video. It's a joke on CNN's fakeness. So CNN orchestrated this whole fake lawsuit. Here it is.
David Duke chases down Martin Luther King in a shocking purge, pulling. But what actually happened? CNN didn't show this. The kids hug. It's so sweet. So imagine the evil. CNN only showed the first 8 seconds and then said, you put out a deceptive video when they engaged in the deception. That's alchemy. That is just so evil. That is incredible, Carpe. You made that point so well, though, but that's what they do. They edit what you did and then attribute it to you and then get you sued.
Well, and you know, the text here at the end is the whole story. It says America is not the problem. Fake news is the problem. And that's exactly what I was trying to point out by making the video. And then that's exactly what they turned around and did, was turned it into fake news, where they said, you know, Carpe called them racist babies. And it was this, turned it into this ugly thing. And it was all about Trump. The funny thing is that Trump is only mentioned one time in the video. And it's at the very beginning when it says, racist baby, probably a Trump supporter, which is how they would spin it on CNN. And That's the only time. It doesn't say anything about go vote for Trump. It doesn't have a Trump flag on it. It doesn't have a
message. Well, let me say this. I think Trump ought to have a press conference, as he's been sued, and say, here's what CNN showed. Here's the cute video we showed. This is outrageous. They put this, I mean, Trump needs to double down on stuff like this. This is the type of video that can bring America together.
Well, and that's what it was meant to do. And, you know, the other funny thing about this is that this video was on the internet for a full year before it was tweeted by Trump. And so now they're trying to go back and, you know, relitigate something that's already been on the internet for a full year.
And what they really don't like with this video is the black kid and the white kid look the same physically. There's different colors. And they're both really cute and having fun together. It's that innocence they don't want. It's so evil.
Well, and that's why I used it, was that it was in the lawsuit they talk about, oh, he turned it into this beautiful thing into something ugly. No, I wanted to use the beautiful thing to show that America is beautiful. And that's what I did show. But, you know, this, again, to go back and talk about what this is really about. It's really about just a stunt. It's as I said before, they put intermixed into this lawsuit things like Trump hasn't like released his taxes or whatever. Like, you know, Trump is he's said mean things. Like, these are not even arguments for the case. It's just mixed in there like it's some sort of high school report on why I don't like Trump.
Oh, I know. And the Georgetown lawsuit against me for just saying that they collided two groups together, create a crisis in Charlottesville. They just mentioned stuff about Trump. It's crazy.
Well, it's like that amicus brief that the judge in the Flynn case put out, where it was basically just his he was just publishing a letter about how he doesn't like Trump. Through the court system. But there's another angle that I want to mention here that they should be aware of, is that I'm seriously considering filing a counter lawsuit for the value of my Twitter account, which is another really funny thing they put in there. I don't know who wrote this, but they put in there that video and their DMCA takedown of my video on Twitter directly led to the suspension of my Twitter account. Now, as I already said, they have not filed an actual copyright lawsuit. They filed this civil rights thing.
No, exactly. They wrong you and use this to silence you and then brag how they did it and brag how they harmed you when they had never filed the copyright claim, which they're supposed to legally. So they just admit they used a false claim they made up to wrong you and harm you. I think you should sue them.
Yeah, so I'm kind of thinking that, you know, maybe a dollar a follower is a good thing, and then, you know, sue for future, you know, future followers I would have had and future influence I would have had. So
I totally agree. Because big tech's invincible in the courts, but their minions pulling this or not.
Right. Yeah. I think this was a huge mistake for them to file this lawsuit.
Let's say this. We're about to go to break. We're going to do 5 more minutes. We love you. Come back again in the war room if you can. Carpe Noctem. How do folks find your original amazing content?
Well, most of my stuff is still on YouTube. I have a Locals account. I have a Parler account. I have CloudHub. CloudHub is where I stream a lot of my show. My show's on, you know, once a week or so.
Stay there. We'll talk about that.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.